Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. Beth was 42 and a single mom to two kids when she found out she was pregnant. She lost the job she held for 7 years because it didn't offer maternity leave or flexible hours. She slipped into depression. After she had her baby, she began using drugs. She got evicted. Her sister cared for her kids, but for a time, Beth lived on the street. And then she went to rehab. When she was ready to move on, options were limited.
When I was getting ready to leave the rehab, there was different places. I had different options. The few that I had didn't take kids. You know, it was either just you or, you know, you had to pay so much. And I wasn't working yet. I was still in treatment. I needed somewhere to go to get myself back on my feet, to get to work. I had nothing.
Beth was lucky to find a place at Sarah's House, an emergency shelter and transitional housing center located at Fort Meade. It's a partnership of Catholic Charities and Anne Arundel County. Her first stop was their emergency shelter.
I was there for about 3 months, and then I saved and worked the entire time. And then after you save so much, then you have an opportunity to get the transitional here. And how you do that is, you know, you have to be like interviewed to make sure that, you know, you're eligible, you know, you're doing, you know, you're trying to better yourself and so you can get on your feet so it'll benefit you. And then you move in and then you go from there. I mean, I got goals today. I mean, I'm saving money to be able to move and get a place big enough for the kids. And that's just like, that blows my mind, you know. The kids are already, you know, describing their bedroom to me. So, you know, I'm really excited about it. I'm happy for them. I'm working at a warehouse, but I'm seriously thinking about Anne Arundel Community College because I want to take up culinary cooking. That's what I want to do. So, and I'm gonna do it. I'm determined to do it. You know, first priorities come first. I want the kids to be with me, and that's my big thing. You know, they want to do it the right way. Like I told them, it ain't a race. I don't want to hurry up and do it too fast because, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, it's going to be right for all of us.
How Beth will manage to feed, shelter, and clothe herself and her three kids on the $9 an hour she makes is something she is still trying to figure out. But she's grateful to be clean and sober.
I'm getting ready to celebrate a year in 2 months. 1 year. Yes. Feels great. It was hard. When I look back on it now, I kind of wonder how I did, to be able to go through all that and, you know, and still be sitting here, you know, and to bounce back the way I did.
Sarah's House is one reason Beth is able to succeed. Transitional housing for women is hard to find. It's even more difficult to find a place where children are permitted to live with their mothers. Beth was lucky to find such a place. But how many other women suffer because transitional housing for women and children is almost non-existent?
Folks wouldn't have to suffer. There was more love for your brother, but he's all dried.
Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these stories, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.com or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.